Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointsTC.
The liberal globalist order is on its brink and awakening a new conservative age. I'm Dr. Steve Turley. Join me every day as we discover answers to today's toughest challenges and explore the revitalization of conservative civilization. This is Turley Talks. In just the last 72 hours, tens of thousands of radical leftists who actually thought they could celebrate a political assassination online with impunity are now finding themselves suddenly unemployed. They've all been fired. In fact, the aftermath of Charlie's assassination has triggered what some are calling the largest coordinated firing spree in American history. What started as leftists gleefully celebrating a man's murder has turned into a nationwide purge that's destroying careers, ending livelihoods, and exposing the true face of liberal hatred for all to see. Hey gang, it's me, Dr. Steve, your Patriot Professor, here to help you make sense of the madness as the far left desperately tries to stop the unstoppable rise of a new conservative age that you are making happen all over the world. So if you want a front row seat on how you are changing the world in ways you never even imagine, make sure to smack that bell and subscribe button. It is happening. The woke left is finally being held accountable for their outrageous and vicious actions. It's been widely reported that we are in the midst of nothing less than the largest coordinate mass firing spree ever. All across the nation, the most horrid, disgraceful, repulsive people on the planet who reveled in Charlie's murder are all being terminated. And the number is climbing by the hour. This is just the beginning, and that's because a searchable database will be released any moment now, exposing over 50,000 leftists who celebrated Charlie Kirk's death, listing their names and their employers, which means a lot of people are about to get fired and we ain't seen nothing yet. The searchable archive will haunt these radicals forever. Now, the firing spree spans every industry imaginable. We're talking the airline industry. American Airlines immediately terminated pilots, if you can believe it, who mocked Kirk's assassination. Delta Airlines suspended multiple employees for posts that CEO Ed Bastian said went well beyond healthy, respectful debate. Of course, MSNBC fired their senior political analyst, Matthew Dowd, after he suggested Kirk's rhetoric contributed to his own murder. The Carolina Panthers terminated communications coordinator Charlie Rock. Microsoft fired a diversity officer after 6 years with the company. Office Depot, NASDAQ, countless other corporations are purging employees who celebrated political violence. Even government agencies aren't immune. A Secret Service agent, if you could believe it, was placed on administrative leave. FEMA suspended a data analyst, and Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth has ordered military personnel to identify service members who approved of Kirk's assassination. And this is all happening because of you. Because of citizen activists, keyboard warriors, getting on X, getting on social media and exposing these vile, demonic celebrations of the brutal murder of a husband and father. Conservative influencers have effectively weaponized social media to create an unstoppable accountability machine. Most particularly, libs of TikTok's Chaya Raichik, with her massive following, she's been posting screenshots of the most vile celebrations leading directly to firings like this one.
What the f*** are you supposed to do when you get fired? You just take it? You just take it like a man? I'm unemployed. What am I supposed to do now? Do I go home and goon? Like, guys, what do I do? Like, actually, like, what do you do when you get fired? What's the next step? Do you look for, obviously you look for a job, but like, I got no income now. I spent my last $300 on a parking ticket. That was on me. I did let it sit a little bit. It was like a $30 parking ticket. It went up to $300. I really don't want to talk about it, but what am I supposed to do, guys? Oh my God. You know when they say, like, once you get to a point in adulthood where it's just, it's not enjoyable? I don't know who said adulthood was enjoyable. I'm just kind of, but like, what am I, my gas? I haven't got enough for gas. Guys, oh my God. What am I, is this what, I can't do this. I'm supposed to do this for the rest of my life? Like, what am I supposed to do, guys? Please, someone, put financial tips down. Oh my God.
Yeah, karma's a bitch, isn't it? Karma's a bitch. And as of this week, with the new website dedicated to exposing all of these woke lunatics across the country who thought it would be a good idea to post their celebrations of Charlie's murder, that scene that you just saw there is going to play out again and again and again and again. They're all about to find out that they have no right to endanger the livelihood of their employers by publicly posting the most vile and vicious hate imaginable. And speaking of this online horror, you know, every one of us, we have to make sure that we take the steps to protect ourselves and our loved ones online. And that actually begins with your home title. Now, if you're a homeowner like me, you need to ask yourself, when was the last time you checked on your home title? And that's the legal proof you own your house. Now, if you're like me, the answer to that is just simply never. But the problem is, in today's AI and cyber world, scammers are stealing home titles and your equity is the target. What happens is your criminals forge your signature on one document. They use a fake notary stamp. They pay a small fee with your county and that's it. Your home title's been officially transferred out of your name. Then they take out all kinds of loans using your equity. Some even sell your property. You won't even know it happened until it's too late, until you start getting collection notices, foreclosure notices. That's why you need to stop what you're doing right now and find out today if you've already been a victim. Use promo code TurleyTalks at HomeTitleLock. That's all one word, TurleyTalks, at HomeTitleLock.com to make sure your title is still in your name. You'll also get a free title history report. Plus, you're going to get a free 14-day trial of their $1 million triple lock protection. It's 24/7 monitoring of your title, urgent alerts to any changes, and if fraud should happen, they're going to spend up to $1 million to fix it. So go to HomeTitleLock.com right now. Use promo code TurleyTalks, all one word. That's HomeTitleLock.com, promo code TurleyTalks. Now, while the corporate firings have been grabbing their share of headlines, for me, as a former educator, I mean, I've been particularly taken back by the education sector and how it reveals something just far more sinister than any of us could have imagined in our classrooms. Within 48 hours of Charlie's assassination, over 30 teachers and so-called educators across America were fired, suspended, or placed under investigation for publicly celebrating Charlie's death. And the madness spilled over into other countries as well. Perhaps the most egregious and horrific example comes from Corvett Junior Public School in Toronto, where a teacher allegedly showed the graphic assassination video to students as young as 10 years old. And the teacher showed it reportedly multiple times while delivering a lecture on why Charlie Kirk deserved it. Obviously, the children went home traumatized, both in terms of what they witnessed, that grotesque horror, but even more grotesque, what they had to sit through with the radical left attempt at claiming that that was actually good, that he deserved it. And again, this was to fifth and sixth graders. I'm sorry, I'm just going to say it because President Trump has been saying it. Tulsi is now saying it. Stephen Miller is saying it. This is terrorism. This isn't politics. This isn't ideology. This isn't activism. This is effing terrorism. This teacher has more in common with Al-Qaeda than this teacher does with America. What this massive firing spree exposes ultimately is how deeply radical left-wing and Marxist ideology has penetrated American institutions. I mean, keep in mind, these weren't fringe activists posting anonymously on obscure forums. These were educators. These were healthcare workers. These were pilots. These were corporate executives. These were government employees. These were media figures who felt completely comfortable publicly celebrating political murder. I thought Scott Adams' assessment of this was spot on, because he noted that perhaps the most extraordinary thing about all of this is how it revealed just how completely cut off these professionals all were from reality. They've so immersed themselves in the far left woke echo chambers that they actually believed that the world believes as they do. That's the nature of the insanity here. They actually believe that they could post the most shockingly vile reactions to the brutal murder of a young man, a young husband and father, and that the world would be okay with that. It's further testimony that the left really is at war with reality. And then the normies, regular Americans, the new common sense consensus, we're done with it. We're absolutely done with it. We up to this point have been relatively tolerant. But that's over. That's totally over. We are in our now Braveheart stage. We have all have blood spattered on us, and we are done. There is zero tolerance for this shit ever again. We are all now realizing that being at war with reality has some very real murderous consequences. And the speed and scale of the response over this weekend shows that regular Americans, right? We're talking employers, consumers, citizens, they are fed up with this woke extremism. When teachers traumatize children with assassination videos, when healthcare workers celebrate death, when corporate employees cheer for violence, there are now, from this point forward, severe and swift consequences. Now, as far as the long-term impact of all this, make no mistake, this new, I mean, it's reportedly about 50,000 name database, 50,000 examples of people publicly celebrating Charlie's murder, his assassination. That database, which again is going up any minute now, that will serve, frankly, as a permanent record of this moral monstrosity. I mean, think about it. Future employers, they're going to be able to search that archive. Professional licensing boards will have access to that. Background check companies will incorporate this data. I mean, those 50,000 names haven't just lost their, or aren't about to just lose their current jobs. They are potentially destroyed their entire career prospects for freaking ever. Zero tolerance, man. Sorry, you're done. And that's essential because it sends a clear and unequivocal message celebrating political murder, publicly dancing on the grave of an innocent murder victim, has serious and severe and permanent consequences, as it ought. I mean, what would it say about the state of our society if it didn't? The days of anonymous online hatred are over. The era of consequence-free extremism has ended. The liberal establishment thought they could normalize assassination, indoctrinate children, and face no accountability. They were wrong. And now the entire country is watching as their radical ideology collapses under the weight of their own vicious hatred. Ultimately, this isn't just about Charlie Kirk. This is about whether America will continue to tolerate the antics of the woke left. Whether America will turn a blind eye to the overt celebration of political murder by those in positions of trust and authority. And whether conservatives will cower as liberals dance on the graves of our loved ones. As of today, we have the answer. And it's been delivered through tens of thousands of pink slips. That answer is a resounding and defiant hell no. Do you want to ask me your biggest questions and maybe win free merch while you're at it? Well, join my Courageous Patriot Club and be part of the uncensored Monday night Q&A, all for only $10 a month at turley.pub/club.
Thanks so much for listening to this episode of the Turley Talks podcast. Don't forget to subscribe, leave us a 5-star review, and share this episode with your friends. Help us defeat the fake news media and rank as the number one news and commentary podcast all over the world. Come back again tomorrow for another episode celebrating the rise of a new conservative age.